Good morning, Central Florida. My name is Tom Olson. The name of the show is Olson on Law every Saturday between 11 and noon right here on News 96.5. We're coming to you absolutely live this Saturday morning, and that means that you have access to free legal advice. It's just that simple. If you want to get your legal question answered, all you have to do is pick up that phone and call this new number. That new number is 844-580-9326. If you have any friends or family out there that you know they're in a legal situation, they need a few minutes of free legal advice, give them a call. Tell them Tom Olson's on air right now giving out free legal advice at 844-580-9326. Here's some things that you might call me about this Saturday morning. If you're buying or selling real estate, anything from contracts to closings, mortgage foreclosures, landlord-tenant law, wills, probate, and avoiding probate, living trusts, durable power of attorneys, pour-over wills, nursing homes, and how to protect your life savings from nursing homes, 844-580-9326. Divorce, child support, alimony, criminal defense, and DUIs, bankruptcy, corporations, LLCs, you name it. If it's got something to do with the law, it's available to you right now at 844-580-9326. And we continue to broadcast live from the Olson Law Group on Edgewater Drive in College Park, Orlando. And let's check on my lovely wife, Chrissy. Chrissy, are you there?
I'm here, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. We have some lawyers in the office today, Chrissy, and they are Robert and Holly, I believe, right?
Actually, Tom, it is Paul Urich.
Okay.
Paul is ready and waiting to answer your bankruptcy questions, and he is available at 407-423-5561. That's attorney Paul Urich. And then we have attorney Holly Napick, and she is ready to answer your estate planning questions and easy ways to avoid probate and any questions that you may have on power of attorney documents. And again, she is available to answer your questions right now at 407-423-5561.
So we have a couple of lawyers here at the Olson Law Group right now standing by to talk to you as well. You can reach the Olson Law Group in Orlando at 407-423-5561. And here today are Paul Urich. He's a bankruptcy attorney. Holly Napick, she's an estate planning attorney. He can talk to you about wills, trusts, and how to avoid probate. Reach them all at 407-423-5561. And remember, you can always email us your legal questions through our website, and that is lawtube.com. Like YouTube, but lawtube.com. And again, the studio phone number to get your phone call or your legal question to me, I'm attorney Tom Olson. You simply call 844-580-9326. Let's get started. And first in line today is Dave. Dave, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Okay, I got a question about, so my mother is she's probably about to pass soon. And so what she wanted to do, she sold her house, and my brothers and I have all put in, as I guess, put in money toward the building and construction of this house that she wants to leave to us, with money that she's put in also. So basically it's their inheritance that she's putting into it. Now, would it be better to secure that, like just having everybody on a deed, like the three of us, or should it be a trust? She's thinking that it should be just like something that should be left out of her will. Like, what would be probably the best way to handle that?
So, Dave, the goal here is to avoid probate, all right? So, Dave, we have a great tool for avoiding probate called a ladybird deed. In this ladybird deed that I would prepare, it would state that your mother, as long as she's alive, it is her house to do with as she pleases. But upon her death, the home would automatically go to her children. No headaches, no hassles, no probate. Dave, this ladybird deed is a lot less complex and less expensive than doing a trust. So, Dave, you guys are on the right track. You want to avoid probate. My recommendation to do that is a ladybird deed. If you want, and you're telling me she's elderly, we can get that done for you next week if you want to, Dave. In the meantime, if you want a free booklet on Lady Bird Deeds and easy ways to avoid probate, you can call 407-447-5810. Dave, does that answer your question for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Dave, we'd be pleased to assist you. Again, if you'd like a free booklet on easy ways to avoid probate, including a Lady Bird deed, all you have to do is call or text anytime, 407-447-5810. That opens up the lines for your legal questions right now at 844-580-9326. Let's go to Angel in Deltona. Angel, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Just have a quick question pertaining to this epidemic that we're in right now. I have a customer that came in and wanted to rent my office. It's a little office, and they rented it, and the lease was for 6 months, and it's already been 6 months, and they haven't been paying. Let's say this last month they didn't pay at all, and they're not sure whether they can find another place or not to move to. My question is, can I evict if it's an office? It's not a residential, but it's an office.
So, Angel, I know that there's a moratorium on residential evictions. I don't think there's a moratorium on commercial evictions, Angel. I can't swear to it. But, Angel, whether it's commercial or residential, it's going to start by giving your tenant a 3-day notice to pay rent or vacate. And on day number 4, if they've not paid rent or vacated, then you would go file your eviction action.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Angel, we have an attorney here at office. His name is Rob Solomon. Rob Solomon is our landlord-tenant attorney. Angel, if you want a more detailed information or answer to that question, you can email it to us through our website. That's lawtube.com, like YouTube, but lawtube.com. Angel, and I'll get that to attorney Rob Solomon for you. That opens up a line for your legal question right now. Call us with your legal question. Don't be shy. We're looking for your legal question. I'm going to try and answer it for you. That's the way it works. All you have to do is pick up that phone and call us at 844-580-9326. Let's go to Lisa in Orlando. Lisa, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hello.
I have a question Hello. I have a question. I was 4 years in the position with a job over in the Orlando area, and unfortunately with this whole COVID, they laid me off, and within the 4 years, I really didn't take vacation. I didn't take sick time. I took like a day here, a day there, but not much of anything. When I was laid off, I was called into the office on a Monday, and was informed that I was laid off on Friday, on the Friday before. So is this legal that they don't pay me any compensation whatsoever? They just pay me for the Monday through Friday that I had worked the week prior.
Yeah. Do you have a written contract appointment with them? Is it in writing, Lisa?
What do you mean? Is it in writing? Back 4 years ago.
Okay, so Lisa, I would suggest you that hopefully the answer lies within that policy that they presented to you 4 years ago. So what you're really saying is you never took advantage of your sick days or vacation days, and now you want to know if you can get paid for them. And I don't know what the Florida statutes would say about that, Lisa, but it's going to be governed by the policy that was presented to you back at the beginning. And hopefully you find the answer there, and hopefully it will be something that is acceptable to you. Let's go now to Barnett in Orlando. Barnett, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
I got a question. So if my landlord raised the rent on me, but they're advertising a lower price plus $500 off for the first month rent, is that legal?
Barnett, nobody has ever asked me that question before, and I would say it's probably legal unless they're trying to do some kind of discrimination against you. And that, I don't know if the answer to that is yes or no.
Because my lease is going to be renewed, and I see they raised the rent on me, but online they have it going for like $200 less than what they raised it up on me for.
So I hear you, Barnett, and whether or not I'm going to guess that they probably can do that, Barnett. But again, if you want a more detailed answer to that, Rob Solomon is our landlord tenant attorney. Barnett, you can email me that question through our website, and that is lawtube.com, like YouTube, and I'll pass that on to attorney Rob Solomon. Barnett, good luck to you. Let's go to Scott in Sebring. Scott, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Hi, I just have a question regarding a will and an estate. My dad passed away in 2018 and left me the executor of his will. This is kind of a long thing, but my brother was power of attorney while he was alive. My dad and brother share the same legal first name. I have a lot of proof that my brother did a lot of unorthodox things with his money while he was alive and while he was power of attorney.
I get it.
The will has already gone through probate with an attorney. I just want to know if I have any legal options to get him taken off the will. Because of, the way the will's written, it's in the house is left to us both to be sold and to split the cost of the house.
Are there any other siblings, Scott?
No, sir. No, sir. It's just me and him.
And are you asking me, can you deduct from his share the amount of money that he might have stolen from your dad while your dad was alive?
Either that, or is there any way to get him taken off the will? Is there a legal way to get him taken off the will?
You could not take him off the will, Scott, but if you wanted, as the executor of your dad's estate, you could sue your brother and attempt to prove to a court that he stole money from your dad while he's alive, and therefore that would be a basis for you to give him less of your dad's estate. So, Scott, there's no, if you want to pursue this, it would be possibly suing him for it.
I'm sorry.
You'd have to sue him for it and
right.
prove to a okay. court that he really did these things.
Right. Well, I mean, I have proof back in 2017 of a car loan and a mortgage for a home, and that would have been during the family search as POA, and my father owned his own home and owned his own car, so that I know that those wouldn't be in his name. I mean, I've done a credit report, and I found things that were under my dad's and his legal name.
Okay, I get it, Scott. So you may want to sit down and talk to an attorney and see what it might cost to pursue that case. And it's always a question of how much it will cost you to pursue it versus what your return on it might be. Let's go to Mike in Orlando. Mike, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey.
I have a question about the splitting of a real estate asset upon a divorce. This particular home was gifted to a spouse, and 10 plus years later, the deed for this house is 50-50 split, registered with the county in a trust with, I don't know if it's tenants in common or there's some kind of legal description within a trust for this couple. And now with the divorce proceeding, the gifter of that spouse is claiming that this particular real estate was a gift.
Okay. So Mike, here's my understanding of it. If the parents had given the wife the piece of property and she continued to own that piece of property in her name only, and she gets divorced 10 years later, there's a very good chance that she's going to leave with that piece of property. When she takes that piece of property that's in her name only and deeds it to where she owns it jointly with her husband, including putting it into a joint trust, he's going to make an argument that she gifted him one half, and he's probably going to be successful at that, meaning, in other words, he now owns one half. Does that answer your question, Mike?
It absolutely does. I hope it's stronger than the word probably. Should I get some professional help to clarify that?
Are you getting divorced, Mike?
Not me, no. This is on behalf of, you know, speaking on behalf of a friend, as they say.
Okay. Well, your friend needs to sit down and talk with a divorce attorney, and mm-hmm. that divorce attorney will tell your friend whether he or she agrees with my position on this.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time. Have a great day.
All right, Mike, you're welcome. Hey, that opens up lines for your legal questions right now at 844-580-9326. My name is Tom Olson. The name of the show is Olson on Law. You're listening to News 96.5.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Following breaking news this hour for the second day in a row. The number of coronavirus cases in Florida has climbed. Health officials today reporting 9,500 new cases. Over the past couple of days, Florida has added 18,000 new cases.
Two.
NBA season resuming late next month at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex.
One.
Orlando police looking for whoever spray-painted graffiti on the new Black Lives Matter mural that was installed just yesterday downtown.
When you get the app, you get our alerts. Stay connected to breaking news with our free app and listen everywhere you go. This is News 96.5 WDBO, where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, or any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry. Mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Wherever you go, Direct Auto Insurance will be there for you. Whether it's early morning on your way to work or at night after a long day on the other side of town with a few errands still left to do. Wherever you are, we've got you covered. To find out how you could save up to 25% and take advantage of flexible payment options, call or stop by any of our 450 Direct Auto stores for a free quote. Or visit us at directauto.com. Rates, savings vary. Terms and conditions apply to coverage, discounts, and pay plans. How you buy could impact price. Direct Auto Insurance and insurers in the National General Group, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Independence Day, the day we celebrate America's freedom, and there's no freedom quite like the open road. You can make it happen with Giant Recreation World for less than $4 a day. Giant Recreation World has special 4th of July discounts on all new and used RVs, like a new 2020 towable, starting under $4 a day with a lifetime warranty plus free delivery within 100 miles. Real deals, real discounts, and no hidden fees. Check out GiantRecreationWorld.com. Don't miss 4th of July specials at Giant Recreation World, home of the lifetime warranty.
Men, are the effects of hypertension, diabetes, or prostate cancer preventing you from having a satisfying love life? In just one visit, the doctors at Premier Men's Medical Center can help you overcome ED or PE to regain your confidence and have you last longer in the bedroom. Name brand pills don't work for many men and can have serious side effects. The highly skilled physicians at Premier Men's Medical Center provide custom blended medications that are safe, effective, and work immediately, regardless of your medical history or age. You'll see results on your first visit, guaranteed, or your consultation is free. So if you have problems in the bedroom, call now for a private consultation. One call, one visit, one simple solution to regain your love life. Call Premier Men's Medical Center now at 407-674-5738. 407-674-5738. That's 407-674-5738.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5 WDBO. You know our name, WDBO.
Wait, weren't you on 96.5?
Yeah, but we moved to 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Oh. So, what about my news? What about weather coverage and hurricanes? It is hurricane season, you know? Oh, and traffic.
Well, you still get all your news, weather, and traffic coverage that you come to rely on from WDBO. Oh, and you can still rely on us for hurricane coverage before, during, and after a storm. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Come back here, stand on that chair. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Tom Olson. The name of the show is Olson on Law every Saturday between 11 and noon right here on News 96.5. We're coming absolutely live on this hot Saturday morning here in Orlando. I want to remind you that we have a couple of lawyers here at the Olson Law Group in Orlando standing by to talk to you as well. And you can call them right now at 407-423-5561. I'll give that phone number out again in just a minute. Here this morning, our attorney, Paul Urich. He's a bankruptcy attorney standing by to take your bankruptcy attorney, your bankruptcy questions. And Holly Napick, she's an estate planning attorney. She can answer questions about wills, trusts, and avoiding probate. You can reach them both at the Olson Law Group right now. And before I give out that number, I want to remind you that Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, all the lawyers at our office, including me, are always happy to give you a few minutes of free legal advice. Call the Olson Law Group in Orlando Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and right now at 407-423-5561. And you can always email us your legal questions through our website, lawtube.com. Let's go back to work and let's go to Ellen in the Villages. Ellen, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Hi there. I have a couple questions about the ladybird deed. I have a ladybird deed on my house. At the time that I die, it transfers automatically to my children. Is there a transfer tax on that?
No, no transfer tax. The only thing that your children would need to do when you pass away is to record your death certificate in the public records, and that property will automatically own to them. No headaches, no hassles, no probate.
Okay, how about when they go to sell it? Is there a step up in the value at that point, or is it, will be a capital gains tax or what?
Also good news for your children, Ellen. They will get a stepped up basis for capital gains taxes, meaning that when you pass away, at the moment you die, if your home is worth $300,000 and your children inherit it upon your death using the ladybird deed and they turn around and sell it for $300,000, they're going to pay absolutely no capital gains taxes.
Excellent. Thank you very, very much.
All right, Ellen, good for you. So, folks, we do recommend a ladybird deed as a tool to avoid probate. We have a free booklet on ladybird deeds, and you can get that by calling or texting anytime, 407-447-5810. Again, if you want a free booklet on ladybird deeds and easy ways to avoid probate, you can call or text anytime, 407-447-5810. We have lines open for your legal questions right now. My name is Tom Olson. The name of the show is Olson on Law. If you want to get your legal question answered, all you have to do is call 844-580-9326. Folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
11:30 and we are nearing 90 degrees. We also have breaking news this hour. Another day, another record. Florida reported 9,500 new coronavirus cases just today. That's on top of yesterday's report of nearly 9,000. The Orange County Convention Center has already reached capacity for their antibody testing today.
They reached capacity before they even opened this morning. Officials say the first car got in line at 12:30 this morning. And they said every day this week, the lines have grown longer and longer. Now, even though they're not testing any more people for the antibodies today, they are still offering the coronavirus swab testing. The drive-through tests are free and you don't have to have any symptoms. Yesterday was by far the most number of new cases in a single day, with almost 9,000 new positive cases in the state. Brandi Hastings, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Coming up, a graffiti attack downtown. I'll tell you about that.
This is
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
Dangerous heat across Central Florida again this afternoon, friends. 97 the daytime high, but the feels like temperature well above 100 into the afternoon. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
I'm Dave Wall. WDBO interactive weather radar not showing any shower activity. 88 right now in Orlando. Also, non-law continues in just a couple of minutes. Orlando police are looking for whoever spray-painted graffiti on the new Black Lives Matter mural downtown. We have photos in the WDBO app. Pro basketball starting up next month for games that will be played in the Disney bubble.
The good news is the NBA will be returning in Orlando. The bad news is you won't be able to watch them in person. The Orlando Magic will face the Brooklyn Nets on July 31st, their first game since March 10th. Two of their eight games will be televised nationally, their game against the Sacramento Kings on August 2nd and against the Philadelphia 76ers on August 7th. Chase Bunker, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
A bill to make the Pulse nightclub a national memorial has passed in the U.S. House.
By taking this important step, America is telling the world that we will never let hate win, that we won't forget the victims, and that we will fight to ensure no community will ever go through something like this again.
That's Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy. She sponsored the bill. So did Darren Soto and Val Demings. The bill still needs to go to the Senate before the nightclub can become a national memorial. 11:32 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Did you know 80% of all pools in Central Florida are over 10 years old? Let TC Water Features update yours. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Hayward Pool Products. Visit TCWaterFeatures.com. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. TC Water Features is a proud partner of Jack's Magic, Florida Leak Locators, and Hayward Pool Products. Let us show you how amazing things can happen in your backyard. Call us at 407-282-4911 or visit TCWaterFeatures.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Lester, the founder of Talon Wealth Management. Like me, your first priority is probably keeping your loved ones safe and healthy. But I also realize that with so many unknowns, the economic headlines can feel overwhelming. I'm here to encourage you to take a deep breath and get to work on a strategy for moving forward. If my team and I can help, visit guardingyournestegg.com and we'll all get through this together.
Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advisory services through Retirement Wealth Advisors, Inc., a SEC registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. WDBO.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
It's going to be brutally hot again across Central Florida this afternoon, friends. Please give yourself some breaks from the outdoors. 97 the daytime high. The feels like temperature well into the triple digits. Just a 20% chance for a storm. Partly cloudy, remaining warm. No relief overnight. The low in the upper 70s. Still just a 20% chance for a storm tomorrow and a high again back to the upper 90s. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe touch security.
Triple team traffic.
I-4 westbound at Colonial, we have the left lane blocked thanks to a multi-vehicle crash. Likewise, on the eastbound side, just beyond I-4's exit, the on-ramp left lane and right lane are blocked thanks to the crash as well. Speaking of Colonial, Colonial east and west at I-4, all lanes are blocked directly under the intersection thanks to construction. We've got delays in both directions on I-4 between Princeton Street and the 408, so keep this in mind as you make your move. With traffic alerts every 6 minutes in the morning, we're helping you get to work on time. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Center, I'm Stan Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, and I'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Tom Olson. The name of the show is Old Stone Law. Every Saturday between 11 and noon right here on News 96.5. We have lines open for your legal questions. I would love to get your legal question answered. And all you have to do is to call this number, 844-580-9326. If you have some friends or family out there that you know might be in a legal situation, they need a few minutes of free legal advice, give them a call. Tell them Tom Olson's on the air right now giving out free legal advice at 844-580-9326. I'm taking any and all questions about buying and selling real estate, anything from contracts to closings, mortgage foreclosures, landlord, tenant, wills, probate and avoiding probate, living trusts, durable power of attorneys, nursing homes, and how to protect your life savings from nursing homes, 844-580-9326. Divorce, child support, alimony, criminal defense, and DUIs, bankruptcies, corporations, LLCs, personal injury, you name it. If it's got something to do with the law, it's available to you right now at 844-580-9326. Let's go to Peter in Orlando. Peter, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Tom. Yeah, you know, I had a personal trainer. I prepaid for the sessions, and then because of the pandemic, he quit, did not fulfill his contract. He owes me sessions, refuses to finish the sessions either at a gym or somewhere else. What is my legal recourse? Can I sue him, small claims, call the police?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Peter, the police are not going to help you out here. Peter, how much do you think he owes you?
Exactly, owes me $210. You know, exactly.
Okay. So, Peter, the good news is that the Orange County Bar Association has a dispute settlement program. What's happening with it during COVID, I don't know. But the Orange County Bar Association dispute settlement program, you would call the Orange County Bar Association. They would call the trainer. They would put you guys together with a volunteer attorney and help you work it out. So, Peter, that's going to be my best bet for you. Peter, no way would you sue somebody in small claims court for $210, because guess what? Your filing fee is going to be like $300. So, Peter, good luck to you. I hope that works out for you. I'm sure it's been an unpleasant process for you. Folks, I remind you that we have lawyers at the office right now standing by to talk to you at the Olson Law Group in Orlando. Our phone number is 407-423-5561. Here right now is Attorney Paul Urich. He's a bankruptcy attorney. And Holly Knappick. She does estate planning, wills, trusts, and avoiding probate. You can reach both of those attorneys at the Olson Law Group right now at 407-423-5561. And you can always email us your legal questions through our website. That website is lawtube.com, like YouTube, but LawTube. And then I will also tell you that we have free booklets available to you. And if you want to get those free booklets, all you have to do is call or text anytime, 407-447-5810. To get your free booklets on easy ways to avoid probate and Lady Bird deeds, you call or text anytime, 407-447-5810. Chrissy, you still with us?
I'm here.
Chrissy, are we promoting any workshops these days?
We definitely are starting our workshops back up. But what we are doing, Tom, is we are limiting the number of people to just a few people per workshop. We have those workshops available, and they are on easy ways to avoid probate and also how to protect your life savings from nursing homes and to have Medicaid planning done. So if you call us or text us at 407-447-5810, we then are happy to contact you and tell you the dates that are available in July and August, and obviously answer any questions. But we have definitely had people that are now wanting to come back and have these in-person workshops with us because they know that we are taking the safeguards and they want to be able to ask questions and have that information presented to them live.
Okay, so to get the booklets and or to come to one of our workshops, we're using the same phone number, folks, that you can call or text that phone number. That phone number is 407-447-5810. Let's go to Harry in Sumner County. Harry, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have five rental property.
All right.
My name is the only name on the deed.
Right.
For security reason, I want to add somebody else, my son, to the deed. But how could I do it without them having to go through probate? What about this lady something?
Yeah, the Ladybird deed tool. Yes. So, Harry, we agree that we want to help you to avoid probate, and a Ladybird deed or a trust might be would be a great option for that. Harry, how many children do you have?
One.
Okay, so you want, and you're a single man, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Harry, I agree you're on the right track. You need to do something, and that something is to avoid probate. Harry, we might use a Lady Bird deed for that. We might use a living trust for that. Harry, what we would not do is to simply add your son's name to that deed. There would be some negative tax consequences to doing that. So, Harry, we would love to assist you at the Olson Law Group in Orlando, and why don't you call us next week, Harry? We can do a phone consult for you right on the phone, get some more detailed information from you. Folks, when we do estate planning consults, traditionally we've done them in two appointments. At appointment number one, we answer all your questions and we gather information. And then there's a second appointment when you come back in about 30 days to sign documents. But we do a lot of those first appointments not in person now, but over the phone. So, Harry, you can call me on the phone next week. We'll get in some detail about your situation and figure out what would be best for you. Harry, that's the Olson Law Group in Orlando, 407-423-5561. Let's go to Andy in Melbourne. Andy, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Hi, I've got a question. I called your office. I'm waiting to get a return call from Holly.
Okay.
I have a supplemental special needs trust, and I'm disabled. And I'm wondering, I was told that the supplemental special needs trust exempts me. I'm still allowed to get SSI payments, Social Security payments, things like that, because the monies in the trust are supposed to be exempt from any of the income that I have.
You got it, Andy. So let me tell you kind of in a reverse how we typically do this for clients. Let's say that we have a mother and she comes to me and says, Tom, I have a child who's on governmental benefits, SSI, disability, you name it. If mom did a typical will and said, when I die, I leave my child, my estate outright, well, they would lose those governmental benefits. So instead, mom's wealth for that child would go into a supplemental needs trust. And so that the child would continue to get the governmental benefits and get the benefit of mom's money via a supplemental needs trust.
Right. So Andy,
exactly. So what you spoke to me is correct, and we use them on a regular basis.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's what I wanted to know. How is it taxed? It's taxed as a special needs trust or as a regular trust? How's it taxed?
When mom passes away in that situation, that special needs trust is going to go on for many, many years as long as that child is alive. During all those years, that supplemental needs trust will have its own tax ID number and will file its own annual income tax on the monies that it makes through the investments.
I see. And what is the rate on that?
Now you got me, Andy. That's a question for an accountant or CPA. I don't know. Let's go to Julie in Orlando. Julie, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question concerning being executor of a trust. My sister and I are both executors of our parents' trust, which is now just down to my stepfather at 96 years old. There's two other siblings that have not been involved with him for years. And my question and concern, my sister and I are both power of attorneys, and we've had to take over his finances in the last 5 years because we realized he was unable to do so and actually had been scammed and squandered most of his money.
All right.
At this point, what is left, we're having to liquidate whatever assets because he just recently went to assisted living, obviously 96 years old, and a cancer patient and dementia. And our concern is that there's really nothing left in the trust. The trust, in effect, is non-existent because the assets that were there, he depleted, and what little bit is left, we are quickly burning through and supplementing ourselves for his care. And it's been alluded that the other two siblings think that we've mismanaged, or possibly when the day comes that he passes, will they be able to try to sue us when, you know, and also if
so, Julie, that's your question.
Trust,
okay, so Julie, I get it. I understand, Julie. Julie, can they sue you? The answer is yes. Will they be successful? I don't know. Julie, if you have been managing his money for 5 years, then you need to be prepared to go back and have records for 5 years about all the monies that have come in, all the monies that have gone out, and how they've been spent. So,
right.
Julie, I applaud you, and I appreciate you. Good. Then you're telling me everything is on the up and up? Yeah, they can sue you, but if you've got the proper records documenting how you properly spent this money on your father, then they're going to be unsuccessful.
Right. It's just at a cost we may incur disputing it, I guess.
I get you. Mm-hmm. Julie, about how much money does your dad have left?
Probably less than $100,000, and his costs exceed over $5,000 a month.
Okay, Julie, now what you need to do is you need to get your dad qualified for Medicaid. You need to protect that $100,000 from nursing homes and Medicaid, Julie. We have an attorney here. His name is Robert Hydock, and Robert can do that for you. So do not just sit there and think, I'm going to pay this money every month until that $100,000 is done. You need to take some affirmative action with us to help protect that money and get him qualified for Medicaid to pay for his nursing home.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Julie, you can call our office next week. You can ask for Robert Hydock at the Olson Law Group. That phone number, 407-423-5561. My name is Tom Olson. The name of the show is Olson on Law. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Well, in breaking news this hour, getting the new coronavirus numbers, the Florida Department of Health reporting just over 9,500 new cases. And Orlando's News at noon will have the plea from a doctor to stay safer.
Two.
Spray-painted messages found this morning on Orlando's new Black Lives Matter mural.
One.
People started lining up at 12:30 this morning for testing at the Orange County Convention Center.
Welcome to the new home of WDBO. We have a new phone number, too. 844-580-WDBO. We still want to hear from you. Use the open mic in the WDBO app or call us. 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-9326. We're still friends and neighbors.
Hello, neighbor.
And your voice will always be heard here on WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Garden Rebel here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Return to the majesty. Return to the adventure. Return to Gatorland.
Wait, we've never been to Gatorland.
Yeah! Try again, announcer guy.
Okay. Now Florida residents can return. For the first time with half-off admission. Now until the end of June.
Beautiful!
For more information, call 407-855-5496 or go to Gatorland.com.
You gotta get out!
To Gatorland!
WDBO Orlando, WDBO FM Orlando, WDBO FM HD2 Orlando, W297BB Orlando, and WCFB HD2 Daytona Beach. Cox Media Group Station.
Powered by New South Window Solutions.
Are you interested in learning how to turn dirt into gold? Hi, I'm Armando Montalongo, A&E's original house flipper. And over the last 10 years, I've used my unique talents to turn aging houses, empty lots, and tax-forfeited properties into real estate gold mines. What's my technique, you ask? Just text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now, and you'll receive a free copy of my Flipping for Gold bundle. In your free bundle, you'll get two videos and a wealth-building guide that will show you how to determine a property's flip value, help you create the essential steps for a successful flip, and explain the importance of a long-term investing plan. So text the keyword FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, because new real estate opportunities are popping up every day. Text FLIP to 888-111 right now to get your free Flipping for Gold bundle, plus free access to a hands-on training class. Text FLIP to 888-111. That's text FLIP to 888-111 right now.
You know our name, WDBO.
Wait, weren't you on 96.5?
Yeah, but we moved to 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Oh. So, what about my news? What about weather coverage and hurricanes? It is hurricane season, you know? Oh, and traffic.
Well, you still get all your news, weather, and traffic coverage that you come to rely on from WDBO. Oh, and you can still rely on us for hurricane coverage before, during, and after a storm. Welcome to the new homes of WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk. This is WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Tom Olson. The name of the show is Olson on Law, every Saturday between 11 and noon right here on News 96.5. I want to let you know that we have a couple of lawyers in the Olson Law Group office today. If you want to call them right now at 407-423-5561. Here today is attorney Paul Urich. He's a bankruptcy attorney. And Holly Napick. She does estate planning, wills, trusts, and helping you avoid probate. You can reach them right now at the Olson Law Group at 407-423-5561. Now, the other phone number I want to give to you and get ready to write it down is a phone number that you would call or text anytime if you want to get our free booklets on easy ways to avoid probate and how to protect your life savings from nursing homes, as well as get information about our workshops on those two topics. So you can call or text anytime this number, 407-447-5810. Again, 407-447-5810. In case you're driving around and you didn't have a chance to write that down, just call the Olson Law Group in Orlando next week, and we'll get you in touch with that information. Let's go to Tim and Eustace. Tim, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Yes, Tom. I appreciate you taking my call. I had a question regarding business, payroll, and whatnot. I do subcontracting for a business, and I get a 1099 slip every year. And I went to file for unemployment during the COVID-19 ordeal, and they sent me back a letter saying that this business hasn't filed taxes in over 6 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I take out my own taxes. I pay my own taxes. But unfortunately, I have equipment in this gentleman's business that I'm afraid they're going to go shut him down.
Tim, you should. Oh my goodness, Tim! Absolutely, you should get your equipment out of there. Are you still working for him?
I do subcontract some stuff, but I'm ready to put the
Well, Tim, yeah, you should get your stuff out of there because you know what kind of person you're dealing with. And Tim, if you do additional work for him, take your equipment in on that day and take your equipment out at the end of the day. Tim, good luck to you. Let's go to Zamarian in Orlando. Zamarian, you're on News 96.5. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Olson. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I've listened to your show since I've lived in Orlando since 2012. And I've gotten some pretty good information and advice from you all in the past.
Thank you.
But my question today is, I had an idea for a product. It was years ago. The Hershey Company, I called them. They took the product. Never called me back, made millions. But I have two other ideas that would help with the coronavirus. And I was just wondering who could I call to get these products made. I've tried a couple of people, and the same thing. They always want me to give them the details.
Well, and then I never Zamarian. Zamarian, you know who would be a good resource for you is Clark Howard, the consumer warrior. I hear him talk about this occasionally. Zamarian, one thing we know that there's a lot of companies out there that are advertising that when you call them or contact them, they're going to tell you that this is the best idea since sliced bread, and if you give them $10,000, they're going to make it happen for you. So
yeah,
be wary.
A couple of those. I'm very wary of them.
Yeah, be wary about.
Okay, well, I'll do that.
Zamarian, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Can you tell us what you came up with for Hershey's as far as your idea? I'm a candy chocolate guy.
It was real simple. My kids were young. They were babies at the time, and what I was doing was taking the pre-sweetened Kool-Aid, grape flavored cherry, orange, and all that, and in order to get the kids to drink milk, they're all healthy now. My daughter's practically a lawyer right now. But anyway, I would mix the Kool-Aid and the milk. I had 6 or 7 glasses on the table. I'd drink it. I'd stand in front of them. I'd go, rumble my stomach. And they started drinking more milk and eating more vegetables the way I was cooking at the time. I couldn't get them to eat spinach or things like that.
Kool-Aid and milk.
Yes, and if you go to stores now, you see all the different varieties of milk, and Muscle Milk and all that stuff. Anyways. But it was.
Thank you, Zamarian. I've never heard of such a thing before, and now you've got me interested, but thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir, for your show. Appreciate your time.
All right, Zamarian. Bye-bye. Hey, folks, I want to remind you again, if you want a free booklet on easy ways to avoid probate and how to protect your life savings from nursing homes and get information about attending our workshops on those topics, it starts by you calling or texting anytime, 407 475810. And remember, at the Olson Law Group, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, all the lawyers in our office, including me, we are always happy to give you a few minutes of free legal advice right over the telephone. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and you can reach the Olson Law Group in Orlando at 407-423-5561. And you can always email us your legal questions through our website. That website is lawtube.com, like YouTube, but LawTube. Hey, everybody, stay safe out there. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And we appreciate you listening to the Olson Law Radio Show. We'll be back next Saturday.
Is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
Okay, and getting warmer. Exactly how hot it could feel. We'll check that forecast about 5 minutes from now. Our top story, new numbers are in. It's our breaking news story. Florida has set another record in new cases of coronavirus.
Florida health officials are confirming more than 9,500 new cases of COVID-19 in a 24-hour period, and 24 more people have died. Since the pandemic started, over 132,000 people have tested positive in Florida. And in the last 24 hours, just Orange County added 989 new cases, Seminole 236, and Osceola 164. Brandi Hastings, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
People started lining up at 12:30 this morning for virus testing at the Orange County Convention Center. They reached capacity before they even opened. Officials say every day this week, the lines have grown longer and longer. Coming up, the plea from a top doctor to stay safer.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Dangerous heat across Central Florida again this afternoon, friends. 97 the daytime high, but the feels like temperature well above 100 into the afternoon. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
I'm Dave Hall, WDBO, interactive weather radar, not showing any shower activity. We have that hazy sunshine from the Saharan Africa dust, 87 right now. The Loveland Report begins in just a couple of minutes. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the virus is spreading rapidly among younger people. His recommendation.